From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. lawmakers told VOA they are not surprised by North Korea's threat to cancel an upcoming summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman has their reaction.
Democratic Senator Chris Coons says Pyongyang's actions underscore the challenges of dealing with Kim Jong-un.
It's a reminder that he's a very wily, capable adversary, that he will be unpredictable and difficult to negotiate with, as his father and grandfather were before him.
A senior Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Ben Cardin, urged a continued focus on quiet diplomacy, not North Korea's often noisy rhetoric. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says chlorine was released in Syria.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it used evidence, including the presence of two cylinders, which were determined as previously containing chlorine, witness testimony, environmental samples that demonstrated the unusual presence of chlorine in the local environment, and the number of patients at medical facilities shortly after the incident who showed signs and symptoms of exposure to chlorine and other toxic chemicals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior Hamas official says the vast majority of protesters killed by Israeli fire during protests on the Gaza border this week were members of the Islamic militant group. He made that statement on television. That could bolster Israeli claims Hamas has been using the protests as a cover to stage attacks. This is VOA News. The president of